knowing nothing is permanent, we cling to that which is not more at all. That's why thinking can think only about this life, because it's used to take this life for something permanent. But next life, new thinking, different seeing, different hearing again. On and on, and this is samsara, the circle of birth and death, non-stop, as long as there is no understanding of whatever appears. Because it arises to be seen, that's all. It arises to be heard, that's all.
Consciousness, five sense consciousness. The idea of self hasn't arrived. The idea of self only arrived at a later moment. So, is that possible if for the world, for the path that developed the being mindful at the moment of consciousness only? So at that time, not any wrong view, not any...
No understanding of this? What's the use? Because there is seeing and the understanding of seeing. So what's the use of concentration?
The way or to the path to develop the mindfulness?
Mindfulness, it has to arise by conditions too. Without right understanding, it cannot be right mindfulness at all. No one can understand what is there very deeply in each citta, right? No one can tell the latent tendency of oneself either. Only when whatever arises, one knows that it's still there as condition, there are conditions for its arising. So it's not just thinking about it, but why do we sit here? See, if there is no Upanisaya Kojara, we will not sit here. So it's not just talk about Upanisaya Kojara without knowing that why we are here to listen to the teachings again and again, 3 days ago and 3 days more, because they are our Upanisaya Kojara.
So that can be one of the examples for the Upanisaya Kojara.
Yeah, even right now. Not by anyone, but by hearing more and more. How can you have the right awareness and right understanding without hearing? Even about Upanisaya Kojara, see? Why do we talk about it? Because it's so very subtle. To understand better and better, to have more and more confidence, because only pariyatti doesn't mean read and listen to the word of teaching and then think by oneself, but it is the skillfulness of understanding the reality of the word which Buddha taught.
And in the same way, developing mindfulness,
starting with right understanding, therefore the first pass.
The hearing of particular sounds, which is Upanisaya Gotra now, it's not because of someone trying to hear those sounds. It's by conditions. There's a hearing by conditions of particular sounds.
Condition can be that you might have heard about that many times in the past.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough.
What else?
Hear more and more and more and more and more until enlightenment.
For the object of the hearing consciousness, then
why does one hear? Why does one listen?
Listen to the Buddha's teaching.
To understand whatever appears.
Not only that.
Why not? Because what is there now, in a moment, only that is not known. So what else does one would like to know? Because it hasn't happened, or it has gone completely, only this which appears. Just to know or understand that which now appears.
Until it becomes firmer and firmer, and then no thought at all, even for an instant, of doing anything or trying to concentrate or trying to have less akusala or trying to stop my attachment. When it's firm, no thought like that at all.
What you have pointed out many times after not trying to do anything and not the idea of self. So just talk about the
it's trying to go against the teaching of the Buddha. Find the other way. Somewhere, perhaps sometime.
Because not on the time with the idea of self.
The thinking of different thinking, it's against the teachings of the Buddha completely.
Not really against, but just that perhaps not at the highest level of dry understanding, but other kusala also.
It's an idea of a method or following a concentration or having less attachment. It is against the Buddha's teachings.
At that moment, is there any panya which knows that it's not you? At the moment you are thinking about this and that, is there any moment that panya arises, understanding reality as not you, who thinks, who tries? Anything, even right now, include.
No wrong view also. No right view and also no wrong view also.
How can you know that there is no wrong? You don't have to say out anything at all. Close your eyes. Where's your leg? Where's your hand? You're looking for it. And when something is there, you think, oh, it's my leg, or here is my arm. The idea of mine is still there, even you don't see it. So how can there be no I? Because at that moment, the reality is not I, it's just that which is object of thinking. This is the teachings of the Buddha. Any other teaching is against the teaching of the Buddha. All methods against the teaching. So it depends, because in the Buddha's time, many people who lived close to Buddha didn't come to see and listen to his teaching at all. Just send their back to the other teachers, their teacher. So if we have such thinking, we don't see the value of each word of the teaching, which will protect one from wrong understanding.
And it's so common, my body, my posture, the tension in my neck, it's so common, but it's good to know how common the wrong understanding of self is, when it's my arm, my body, my problem.
That idea of my or I.
So it's the panya which consider correctly, rightly, what is right and what is not right. It's panya. So panya knows what's right and what is not right. Any word that brings about understanding whatever appears as it is right. Any word doesn't have a condition to understand, just do something that is not right at all. So even one word does not bring about understanding, but all the words of Buddhas bring about the understanding of whatever. That's why he taught about the rupa, what condition the rupa is conditioned by kamma or citta or uttu and ahara, and how long it lasts.
I have listened to you for few years, so I appreciate your teaching, and I also have it's also changed the way I approach. So
not enough.
So yeah. You don't need to keep on thinking about my
Don't think about she doesn't want anyone.
You're already thinking about it and talking about it.
Yeah. I don't feel now.
She said, I thought like this, so everyone think about your thought.
I don't feel now that
because, you know, that if there is no doubt, then one would have no interest in going on retreat at all.
Now what I doubt is about the tension and relaxation.
The idea is there, otherwise one would just firmly be confident about understanding, developing understanding in daily life. But if one still has the idea, I better go on retreat or better go and try something to solve this problem, then the doubt is there for sure.
Don't think about her.
She doesn't want anyone to think about it. She doesn't want us to know about her other program.
We just think about the reality, which is right understanding and wrong understanding,
yeah,
no matter who.
You cannot say from outside, and you cannot say according to
Yeah, if we know that if someone follows a concentration practice or they go on retreat, then for sure there is doubt and not confidence enough in the Buddha's teaching.
It's the function of akusala. When you have stress, tension, it's the function of akusala. But when there is panya, it's not like that. I know.
That's why I wanted to know more about that, but you
explain
it for me.
Yes, and the most serious akusala is wrong view, wrong understanding. But this is the one that is the most important.
Seriously, now think about how many asava. This is what Buddha taught, for anyone to think about it, not to be careless and think that now we have wrong view and now I don't have wrong view. It's not you who judge, but what the Buddha said about asava, the four asava, what are they? Kamasava, what is that? What is Kamasava?
Now to what is seen or heard, attachment to sense objects.
The object that
defines. Okay. So the moment of seeing, is that karma, so unknowingly, but it's there. That's why Buddha pointed out that what is karma, so naturally it arises and falls.
You mean the moment of
seeing, there's attachment to that? No. After seeing three moments, the asava arises. After sampatichanna santirana votapana, akusala is there. It's attached. You cannot know that because it is all the time.
Because it's so deep, so I might think that it can have the signal on the body.
So even straight after seeing, normally standing, I stop.
So we study more to see the virtues of the Buddha. Otherwise, we will go wrong.
From your understanding, no sati in rupa.
What do you mean?
Sati in rupa.
Because I think that for the rupa, they have the characteristic,
yeah,
that function too, but not the sati.
No, because just experience only. Yeah. So we have to read very carefully.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on the language, and it depends on what we thought about in,
yeah,
what aspect. Because for another word like pierce sati,
yes,
pierce, only panya can pierce through.
Pierce, yes,
yeah. Rupa cannot.
Cannot.
So it depends on language too.
Yes. Like Aramanapachya, and people talk about the sati of Aramanapachya, the sati of concepts to condition citta, and then they think it's all about concepts conditioning, like Dharma words conditioning understanding. It cannot be like that at all.
Only just a little bit of understanding can blind up the truth.
Can cause a lot of problems.
And blind the truth.
Just like the example you gave of reading the Vinaya in the wrong way or anything. And when we're talking about Jhanapachya, one of the Jhanapachya is, they talk about sukha and then domanasa. Any reason why they use sukha and not somanasa?
In the meaning of burnt. It burns, so domanasa burns.
Yeah, but why do we use sukha and not somanasa? Actually, it is somanasa.
Because it changed from somana to sukha when it's higher.
Fifth jhana. So this is why, yeah, it's sukha, because it includes somanasa. Right, that's a good answer. Because I always wondered why it says sukha and then domanasa.
In sukha, there is not the body.
No.
Yeah. But when it arises with ekakata of that state, it is not the way, the piti condition. So piti cannot condition that kind of feeling, but piti conditions somanasa, the third jhana.
Right.
But since the piti is not there,
yes,
it's not somanasa. It's with piti, it's sukha.
Sukha.
More higher than somanasa with piti.
But as a jhana fact, a jhana pachya,
includes in everything.
Just includes,
yeah,
the sukha, includes it's all, yeah, kinds of somanasa.
Yeah.
Must do.
Because jhana depends on the degrees of citta, too, and cetasika arising. For example, the patisanti citta with vitaka is jhana pachya. Not like the patisanti citta of no vitaka, like santirana.
Right.
It has to go that way, floods onto the woeful plane without anything that can resist. Even it's the same kind of feeling, but with piti and without piti, it's different.
Without piti, not so strong, or
the first jhana is vitaka, vichara, piti,
yes,
sukha, ekakata,
yes,
but sukha that is somanasa,
yes,
because it has piti with it.
Right. And the next one without
piti.
So when we're referring to Jhanapachya, generally it's the factors that are involved to really focus on the object.
Is that correct?
I think that since the Janapatya has the vitaka and vichara, and piti and sukha is just part of the development of karmas. So when we talk about only vitaka vichara, we think about its characteristic, and it does not accompany the development of jhana. For example, the rebirth consciousness.
Yes.
Nothing to do with the development. That's why even the word changed from first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana.
And Domanasa is jhana pachya because of...
It burnt up the somanasa.
And upekkha burn up the attachment.
The feeling, the two feelings. Two kinds of feelings.